if you look at the rise of impact investing and the role that you have right now in terms of the nonprofit sector and how that's evolving, how would you see that? I mean, the evolution of the sector with regards to the impact investing.
Yeah, no, I think that's a great question. I think one of the most important contributions the impact investing movement has made over the last few years especially has been to popularize an understanding that for-profit investing can be a morally legitimate and economically effective way to solve social problems.
Right.
However, one of my worries about the impact investing movement is that too often impact investing conversations are decontextual, and that impact investing is seen as an end in itself rather than as a tool. For impact investing to realize its potential to contribute to solving social problems, impact investors will need to be very clear about the moment we are living in and how the tool can be used alongside other tools to solve problems. And why that's important for the nonprofit sector is that our historical moment is one of substantial disruption to the old ways in which we capitalized our nonprofit specifically and our social safety net more generally.
Mm-hmm.
And so impact investing needs to be impact investors need to be asking the question, how can we contribute to the big challenges of our time?
Right.
As opposed to simply looking at where can we put our money into specific deals.
Mm-hmm.
And when you look at the biggest question of our time, which is what is going to be the new way that we capitalize a decent and or a vibrant and just society when we are facing major macroeconomic pressures and major demographic pressures on government monies and on our traditional sources of philanthropic money, then impact investors can really, if impact investors can be asking that question of how are we relevant for the increasing social crisis we're facing, the context of the time we're in really matters. I think the other part is about understanding that impact investing is a tool and is not an end in itself.
Mm-hmm.
And so when we approach the world by asking the question, where can I invest, we end up with a more limited way to make a difference than when we ask the question, what are the social issues I can help solve, and what part can impact investing play alongside philanthropy and government, as opposed to focusing only where investment can matter. And so for the nonprofits providing essential services in our communities, impact investing is an important part of the answer to the question, how will they sustain themselves?
Mm-hmm.
But it's not going to be the only part. And so I think impact investing has a real potential to contribute to those big questions of our time, but only if impact investors see themselves as bringing one tool and not necessarily bringing the
tool. Okay, I sort of alluded to this before, but I'm wondering now with all these new approaches and new way of thinking, is that going to really create a different sector that we may not recognize that the way it is today versus how it's going to be like in 20 years or 30 years?
What's happened to the last 30 years, the Nonprofit Finance Fund and many of our peers have largely been able to raise the money that we then use as impact investors from two sources. One is from direct government programs as well as indirect government subsidy, and separately from the commercial banks who have been motivated to invest in us because they are seeking to comply with government regulation.
Mm-hmm.
What the growth of the impact investing industry means for us is it opens up a whole new range of potential partners who we can work with, who are motivated by whose motivation doesn't rely on government intervention.
Right.
So specifically, rather than relying exclusively on funding from government and regulatory motivated banks, we increasingly see the opportunity to work with private individuals, private foundations, and investment, privately motivated investors to help put their money to work to solve social problems. So I think the sector is poised for radical transformation if it is able to capture the momentum that's been created and the interest in these new sources of capital to see their for-profit investments addressing social challenges
right.
Because of personal motivations and not just because of government action.
Okay. And in terms of the greatest challenges for them to actually do that, I mean, I know in the book you're talking about some of the regulatory frameworks and the whole aspect of measuring social impact. Do you see those are the greatest challenges or anything else that you would put up there as the things that we need to sort of tackle in order to move forward?
Sure. I think, you know, as we discussed in the book, I think the greatest challenges are to build the new systems to support impact investing, mm-hmm. and most importantly, to transform the mindsets that currently prohibit many people from seeing and accepting the potential in the impact investing movement.
Mm-hmm.
So rather than just focusing on demonstrating effective deals and building infrastructure such as the impact investment banks and the impact investing measurement systems, I increasingly see that the biggest constraints are really around building the systems to support this work and transforming people's mindsets.
Mm-hmm.
And as we talk about in the book, most people are still stuck in what we described as the bifurcated worldview,
right.
in which they believe that the only way to solve social problems is through charity and government, and the only purpose of investing is to make money.
Mm-hmm.
That fundamental mindset really changes how people see the world and leaves many people unable to see the opportunity of impact investing without either dismissing it or fearing it.
Right.
So while there's many practical actions that have to take place, they all add up to a fundamental mind shift that has to occur among our nonprofit organizations, among our government regulators, among our mainstream investors, and many other people who have to overcome that bifurcated worldview to see that investing can be a real partner to government and charity in how we address social challenges.
And also, it seems to me that collaboration is a big theme. Like you talked about how you met with the government, but it's good that philanthropy and investors and nonprofits, they all meet together and work together for solutions. Would you say that?
Yeah, and I think so. The most exciting impact investing in the next 5 to 10 years
mm-hmm.
will be deals in which investors figure out how to work most effectively with government and charity.
Right.
The deals in which investors can operate alone and where investment money alone will make a huge difference are both going to be far and few between,
mm-hmm.
and in many cases will not be tackling the most fundamental challenges we face.
Mm-hmm.
In contrast, when investors work in smart ways alongside government philanthropy, they can produce solutions that no one part could produce alone,
right.
and solutions that enable each part to leverage each other.
Mm-hmm.
In the case of the Nonprofit Finance Fund, we're working in New York City on a project called the Community Resilience Fund
mm-hmm.
that is looking to mobilize impact investing loans alongside grant money with the purpose of transforming the capabilities of 100 social service agencies to survive and thrive in a very different funding environment. And so the challenge we faced was the fact that our social safety net organizations, this is our homeless shelters, our soup kitchens, our after-school programs, are in many cases on a slow path to bankruptcy
mm-hmm.
because of the very tough economic climate that they currently face.
Right.
We don't believe that we can enable them to sustain themselves and thrive unless we bring a complete capital approach that puts impact investing alongside very intelligent grant making and brings the government in as a partner to help reduce the risk for investors as opposed to simply focusing on asking the government to pay for services they no longer can afford.
Mm-hmm.
But in the case of the New York City Community Resilience Fund, impact investing investors working alone could not be effective, nor could philanthropists, and nor can government. When you put all three together in a complete capital approach, we actually believe we can bend the arc of the sustainability of these organizations, you know, who are providing essential services in our poor communities. We think that is the model that's going to, in many cases, not just in New York City and not just the social service agencies, really prove the power of impact investing, that when it is part of a complete capital approach organized around the challenges we face as opposed to the tools we have, that's when we can really make a substantial difference.